work hard, all the basketball team and all the band work hard during this time to try to make up. We've got to keep this project going, because it looks like two of you may be out about the same time. It could be possible. And it really means that we're going to have to produce this place. And observers report to me that you are not pushing like you ought to. I didn't get into it last night to a great degree because I had to be kept out by business. Now get the fly swatters out, please, and clean up all the debris, pieces of paper on the school. That's the first school pavilion. I find them there all the time. Second school pavilion, pick up the little pieces of paper. Students should be taught to pick up those papers all around the place. Pick up everything that is debris. Cut weeds, public services. Cut weeds thoroughly, and so that our houses look groomed as groomed can be. It's very important. If you don't mind, get it done now, because we are definitely expecting visitors tomorrow, if not this afternoon. Much love to you. I care about you deeply. That's why I want you to build this place to its fantastic top. It's ideal, because then that lovely spot in Africa is available to us, a lovely spot in the Soviet Union, and both are equally attractive, equally attractive. We may even have another one in Africa. Things have opened up very nicely for us. So we're urging you to do your best to keep this place in the best of order, the best of order, to produce, to make this a model for our PNC, our party, the People's National Congress, and our Prime Minister, Forbes Burnham. Be sure that you learn your language. The language will begin at 7:30, and then the news review. No, the language will begin at 7:45. 7:45, and everyone is to be there. Helpers are to go around. Helpers now plan now to go around and see that nobody lays out. They're still laying out. Anyone caught laying out must go to public services immediately, because all should have some semblance of the news and the language. It only takes a couple of hours, then you can have any movie you want to see. I've established no movie that you should see. I'd like for you to see some of these lovely movies we got from Canada. They've got messages. They've got distinct messages. But it's important that you carry on your work to the fullest and have this place repaired and built up to the very ideal, because, you know, the one country is not at all concerned. In fact, neither country is concerned about the land or the building. One place would be very warm. We wouldn't have any problem about building. We would be able to... It's not quite as hot as here, but it would be very, very warm all year round. And of course, where they're considering us in the USSR is also warm. But we've got to get a lot done amongst us, because we may have our basketball team out. They're being sought after by Guyana right now, and probably will be by the Soviet Union. And so is our entertainment, our band entertainment. So you've got to produce, folks. You've got to work harder. Observers, 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 I demand more complete reports. Your reports are inadequate. I have to sneak around and get reports of my own. I would prefer that you give me your complete reports immediately. Thank you very much. Much love. We definitely have guests coming, and they may come by helicopter the day or tomorrow. That has been what they've said. They want to see our basketball team. They want to see our band. It's possible that they will be able to work it out. They originally were coming just to see our band. If they can work out the use of the helicopter, they will. Anyway, there's no question about it that the basketball team is wanted in Guyana and maybe wanted in the USSR. The band is wanted in USSR. Let us be sure that we're working hard to keep this place up. Insecticide people go after insects mightily, and fly people, everybody with a fly swatter, I expect everyone to have a fly swatter and go after them fiercely, because we're supposed to keep this place as much in order and as prosperous as possible for both the countries. We have a lovely offer in Africa, slightly less warm as this, but it's a delightful country. We even may have two, so that means three options. And it's good to have all the aces that you can have. So it's important, and we're fortunate to be here. My God, we're 10 times better off here than we were stateside. So I'm urging you to immediately clean up your yards, your houses, have the 6 houses prepared, have all of the debris picked up that I often find as I walk around, debris on the school pavilion floors. Furthermore, I find this, that people will not pick up any debris unless I'm walking along, because I know I've been out walking about a little bit, and I see what's going on. I just walk as inconspicuous as possible so no one can see me, and people are not doing their job. They're not doing it up to par. Some are. Some are trying to put the 8 hours into the 10 hours. So very soon we're going to be putting, reducing as much as possible. The basketball team has a great deal of opportunity to make us some money here in Guyana. We found that out. We can get the Coliseum, sell the tickets, and have the refreshments. Lee Ingram should talk to Kay Nelson about this, because she's the one that's in charge of business opportunities. But that means the basketball team of about 10, 12 people will be gone. And that means the band will be gone if they happen to both be going on separate occasions. We're not sure now which one will be going. The band will have to know a lot about Marxist-Leninism and current news, if it and their conduct must be the highest, or they will not go to the USSR, because we're not having a beautiful heavenly paradise messed up by some people that can't control their own lives. Same with, of course, those going into Guyana. The basketball team must be leading exemplary lives, working hard at their jobs until they go off to play on the court. The basketball problem is also another significance. They have to practice on a regular court. They're tough. They're a good team. I played basketball. I was a star. And they're tough, even on the present limited circumstances that they have. So I'm asking that everyone pick up your pace. Some have. And we'll be announcing those soon, at least by next People's Rally. Those that will be going on an 8-hour day, and what they can do with their extra 2 hours, then there'll be more free time. But we've got to have a critical analysis, and Tisha's going to be weighing the person hours. Tisha Leroy will be weighing the people's hours and work production. So I'm asking you to please urgently get that done. Insect people, please do something about the garbage immediately. Every pool is standing where flies breed. The toilet, the little toilet behind the pavilion is off base for everyone. It's supposed to be a lock put on it, and the lock left in my office. Only be used in the case of strangers or an immediate emergency. So the lock should be put back on the key, on the, numbered lock, whatever. Because I have found many people in there who have said they were supposed to be in there, and they're liars. That bathroom will take no excess feces. It will smell the whole pavilion up. You're not to be in that area. Remember, our first priority must be a bathroom. We've got to get a new bathroom. We've got to have a hospital, too, but we've got to have a bathroom. So all keep in mind that it's not that much, and the exercise is good for you to go down to the bathroom that we have. But that bathroom is fastly running out, so we're going to have to be sure that we get our bathroom filled. We're going to have to be sure that we get our bathroom built and the pit dug and prepared. I want all urgency put upon that task. Thank you very much. Remember, your conduct, the basketball team, and the conduct of the band determines whether you go to Guyana or to outside of the country for these wonderful performances that have been offered to us. Thank you very much and much love. Attention, attention. Also, the karate team should keep themselves in good performance. I want the best, most principled. I certainly want Ronnie in that. I know he's become a very good practical examiner, a very good practical doctor. I've heard all kinds of raving reports, but we will have that also as an opportunity. We just can't take all three of you out, but we're looking for opportunities in karate. That helps our PR. Perhaps even that could make money. I don't know anything about that. The karate team will have to show me how their ideas for making money are Kay Nelson. But we can't take more than two. It's bad that we have to take two at the same time, the basketball and, it's possible we will have to, the basketball and the band. But the band's got to get their ship together. You've got to get your Marxist-Leninist studies, your Russian language, and you've got to get some current news. All these three teams, karate, basketball, and I'm speaking to the band, because we want to make a good growing impression, because they'll use us. They'd like to have us there for entertainment, because it shows to the world that the true fact, the Soviet Union is the only one in Africa liberating black people. They're the only one that stood up to this damn new thing that NATO and the South American fascist Chile government has worked out to be a Western alliance pact to try to destroy Namibia, and Chilean mercenaries, white mercenaries, going there in the, with U.S. support to destroy Namibia and keep him from their independence. It's due in by late December at the very latest. So we know what we're up against, and we've got to show our interest and our devotion in our work. And we want to also make Guyana proud, because Guyana did speak up very, very sharply about U.S. policies and British policies on headlines. They spoke up very positive. Our Prime Minister made headlines condemning U.S. and British policies in Rhodesia and in South Africa. So we are so fortunate to have this place. We ought to be glad we have this place and then other places to go to. We have alternatives. They've given us a way to code to us if an emergency came, where we could be gotten out to freedom. And you should be thankful, and you should always feel in your heart like kissing the ground. Don't, because we don't want any germs, but you should feel in your heart like kissing this ground. You had a privilege that kings and queens would like to have, the feeling that somebody's not going to get them the next day, because the rich are not sure somebody's going to kidnap them or shoot them, because they've done so many people in. We have 1,000, 1,200 people behind each one here that's in trouble. And every time somebody's been in trouble, and there have been 5 or 6 times, I've got them off every time. So that's a remarkable community, not to mention the tremendous healing factors that ought to be talked about from voice to voice and from ear to ear. There should be no lighthearted talk, no gossip. Everyone that hears gossip should report it. It's your duty, because you don't know when that gossip's going to turn into treason. So you should do it as often as you hear gossip or any negative talk. Much love, and please follow these rules. It'll be for your protection, because I am afraid of nothing. I can take anything the world dishes out. It's dished out the worst to me. When you give your life to your daughter and give so much money, I'd like to give it to you. I just sat here earlier this morning and thought I could have given you a big beef dinner, or I could have given you a rib dinner 3 or 4 times with the money I paid just one time to get her adopted. Just one time, the fees. And I think all the years I reared the ungrateful heifer, the ungrateful capitalist pig, I just, it pains me. But Marceline thought she always had a lot of good in her. I had questions. I had a lot of questions. And that's why I confronted her on occasion, because the way she treated you people. And perhaps there ought to be affidavits begun by Dr. Chopp on things that Suzanne did, because Suzanne's going to become one of the class enemies. I know a lot of you people she did not speak to. And maybe she did more than that to you. So you ought to write up things to Dr. Chopp. He's awfully busy, but I'm sure he'll find. I'll get him the volunteers if I need to. We need to be ready for her, because she is a wicked, wicked woman. She tried to get her own brother to go to bed with her. It's ridiculous. This kind of idiocracy is only capable of happening in capitalism. We should be glad we're at least on a territory that's trying to be socialist, where the headlines at least give support to black Africa. In USA, the headlines are giving support to Rhodesia, white fascist Rhodesia, and white concentration camp Union of South Africa with all of its apartheid. Thank you and much love. From my suggestion box, I want you to use a suggestion box for things like this. There has been a barrel of butter sitting outside of the banana shed. It was reported that the water gets into the butter. The barrel is not sealed tight enough. I told the kitchen personnel about it, but today it is still like that. That should be corrected. My personal feelings about the Soviet trip and those who should not go. Bertha Cook has a hygiene problem, though she's a great, great performer. She has a bad odor. This is a medical problem, I'm told. Perhaps not. The doctor should examine her so we could do something about it. But since we want to make the best impression, I feel she should not go unless this odor can be conquered. I feel Don Jackson and Mike Brooks should go. Don would take pictures and Mike could write a story of the trip. Everyone should be informed that the Soviets may take an inventory of what they use, where they will be staying. And they should be instructed clearly not to take anything, not a bar of soap or anything. And I'm sure the Soviets are very careful not to waste, so they would notice even the loss of a bar of soap. They should leave the place very clean and in order, make their own beds and that sort of thing. I think it's too much carelessness in the kitchen. On Saturday, the inspectors found a pot of diesel oil in the kitchen. The cooks could have mistaken it for cooking oil and used it in the food. The oil was in a cooking pot. Now, that's 2 recommendations about that. And I want the doctor to see Bertha Cook, because she does do a tremendous miraculous. She puts a lot of joy into her performance, so let's see if we can do something about what is causing the odor. Our clothes, maybe our clothes need to be cleaned more thoroughly, maybe there's a dental problem, whatever. Let's look into this right now. Medical department, list her for an appointment. Thank you very much.
Okay, Doc.
Those helpers at the SCU unit, the hospital, and the extended care unit must be alert at all times. Some people, the finest people in the world, allow themselves to have hostilities, which they shouldn't in this socialist community, towards people or persons that will take their lives. Socialists should not allow that, because all the burdens I have on me, again, very little sleep. I did get a little bit of sleep this morning, but very little. I would never dream of hurting you that way. Anyone that commits suicide hurts someone, not to mention the fact that you do come back, and that's a matter of scientific proof that I have. I don't believe easily. I have to be convinced. You must stay on alert. You must tell your successor on duty to stay alert. The nurses must stay alert. Don't have any patients send a nurse out. No nurse sent out on any errand. They must be kept there at all times, because some people are bent on venting their hostilities. They have not become sociocentric enough. And so it's important that you watch carefully at all times, and we have to have able-bodied people there at all times. In my small community of 900 where I was reared, I remember no less than 3 suicides a year. So we've been blessed miraculously. But I cannot understand why anyone who is a communist, if you have that much hostility, or black, would not want to take it out, or even a white person who has become black through consciousness would want to take it out on the community. It looks like you would ask to do a mission at some point in time when we were ready and make your life worthwhile. This is utterly stupid with all these opportunities of Africa and other parts of the world open to us. It's just utterly ridiculous. And we have impressed the people, and they want our industriousness. So I'm again urging you, do not leave your post. Be alert as you can be. Anyone that is off their duty at public services or nursing staff that sits down or sleeps or does not watch closely, you are personally held responsible. Again, I say you are personally held responsible for any incident of someone running off or trying suicide for attention, or suicide because they're too self-centered to think of the effect that it has on little children and the hurt it brings to others. You have to help them grow out of this self-centered stage, and this is very important. We're going to try to give you exercises that will get your mind off of your compulsion, and that will be necessary. There'll be educational calisthenics and programs, so you won't have all the time just to think about yourself. Maybe some of the teachers coming in can get you to think about little black babies and black mothers who would love to commit suicide but are fighting hard against the white mercenaries sent from New Mexico by U.S. Army to kill off black people in Rhodesia, Zimbabwe, Namibia, and even on the outskirts of South Africa and in Ethiopia. It seems to me you would look at that very carefully and not want to waste your life. Your life, that means you could take some fascists down with you. And I don't understand it, because I've lived all my life with nothing but problems. People create pain for me every day. They always do. Demands, or they're running off, or they're committing suicide. They're always creating problems for me. I would not dream of hurting my people in such a way. Not because I know for a fact that you come back 500 generations, but because I know the pain it hurts to other people. And I would not ever do it. It's a most anti-socialist action of all. So please take that seriously to mind. You are responsible shift people, and you must stay alert. Thank you very much. Attention, attention, attention. Often I do not give the healings, the miracles of the paranormal, which the Soviets spend $3 million a day to study, because they believe in it thoroughly. Denise Hunter was diagnosed here with appendix and our kidneys failure. She was in severe pain, but by the time she got to Georgetown, all of her pain was gone and nothing was wrong with her. And yet she showed every evidence of the disease while she was here. This is the type of thing that you should write up every day to build up faith in others. Thank you very much. Much love. Juanita Green had extended swelling of the legs due to some type of severe infection. But she believed in what I said and applied same, and she was healed. By the way, Calfort leaves should be readily in abundance in the medical departments. You should have them because they can save some of the pressure on me to take out swelling and poisons and toxics. We're fortunate to live in a land with so many herbs that are valuable, even like the pawpaw, the papaya that heals all ulcers of the skin and even is thought to have curative effect on attention. Christine Young, one of the main persons in charge of the extended care unit, is a psychiatric nurse. Illness of emotion is no different than illness of the stomach or the back or kidneys or eye trouble or anything else. She knows a number of methods of getting people reality therapy, where they come in contact with reality again and find that their world is much brighter than they thought it was. I'm authorizing her to implement it inside the care center where she is. Of course, the security must be around because of some things we've had about people who just manipulate. But most of the people in psychiatric, the extended care unit, do not do that. They've had a pressure, and the pressure has gotten big. So this will be talking on how to make money so they can get oriented and feel productive, and we want to keep them productive all day long. Any joke made about anyone on public services or in the extended care unit will automatically mean that you'll be in public service unit, and you will be there for a long while. If you make one bit of fun of anyone that has any kind of emotional problem or physical problem, we will not tolerate it. So notify Christine Young that she is to employ all her knowledge. She's a vast, skilled person. She is a psychiatric nurse. She is much involved in psychiatry, and every one of us could use that to some degree or another. So there'll be no jesting. If anyone makes jest towards anyone, whatever their problem, handicap, or if it's physical handicap, or the way they talk, the way they walk, or the way they dress, the way they look, or their race, or anything about them, you automatically go to public services. Thank you very much. I'll be back again.
Okay, Dad.
Attention. The electrical crew has asked for special meeting on Wednesday, 8 to 10. I find a special meeting most essential for anyone as technical work as they are, but I cannot see them missing Russian. You need the language. So make it 9 to 11, and it will be perfectly acceptable to me. Electrical crew every Wednesday, 9 to 11. Make that your time, because we all need to know something of the Russian language as much as we possibly can. Thank you very kindly.
Okay.
News. Radio Moscow, the most dependable broadcasting station in the world. The avant-garde of liberation throughout the world. The West German company, which is closely connected with the West German military industrial imperialist complex, is producing and setting up missiles and advanced booster rockets in Zaire. The West German company engaged its start in the early 1880s by exploiting the minerals of the Shamba province of Zaire. This new happening gives great concern to the whole of the free socialist world. The only balancing factor is that Zaire has been leaning quite heavily upon the Angolan Socialist Republic, and it appears that Zaire has control of her missiles, and she has been considerably friendly to the Marxist-Leninist state of Angola. In Washington, there has been a mass demonstration against the arms race and U.S. arms resistance, or assistance rather, to reactionary fascist regimes. It was initiated by 20 anti-war organizations. Marchers came to the capital from all over the country. I hate to tell you the size, less than 200. They demanded on the spot an end to the increase in the military budget. They protested the delivery of giant amount of arms to such countries as fascist Chile that was overthrown by our tax dollars and the CIA $7 million on one case alone, delivered by Kissinger in the former cabinet of Johnson and Nixon. And Nicaragua, arms are being poured in by the U.S. military-industrial complex with our tax dollars into the dictatorship of Nicaragua. Somoza, you know, is a dictator. Three times the U.S. Marines have invaded that country, imposing upon those people mass murderers as dictators. It's something that should touch our hearts and cause great depths of guilt and concern. The demonstration was aimed at a meeting in Washington of a conference of the U.S. Army Association. The participants of the council are representatives of the war manufacturing suppliers who stand for escalating or stepping up the arms race. If at times you notice different speech sounds and seemingly slurring and slowing down, it's because of the change to Zen generators. But our librarian will kindly write it up for you so that you'll be able to get it in the evening time. Remember, tonight we will have our language class at, first our news class at 7:45, and then our, and 1 hour later, our news class, our language class rather, at 8:45. First class will be the news class and explanations. They're doing an exceptional job of that. In Luanda, Angola, Angola and Zaire have signed an agreement for cooperation and mutual assistance. Zaire has promised never to use her missiles that have been provided by the West German fascists against the Marxist-Leninist Republic of Angola. The agreement provides for setting up a security control commission. The commission will be working under the auspices of the Organization of African Unity. Both countries pledged to open traffic by the 15th of November, which will be the initiation of the railway. The railway is of vital importance to Zaire and Zambia, both which will now be enabled to carry out products of their export economy. The Chilean dictator has arrived for negotiations in Peking. Drastic to consider. Peking, capital of China's mainland, once a proud communist country, and still so domestically, doing wonderful things on the domestic level for their people, but being prejudiced because of the Boxer Rebellion and the Opium Wars, they have a deep and abiding distrust of white people. And so they find themselves in the foreign picture, their foreign service, their foreign affairs, of consorting with the most vicious enemies. It is hard for us to forget that China closed her embassy doors on such great champions of freedom as Victor Jara, immediately after the dictatorship of Somoza, of the Pinochet regime that was put in power by CIA in Chile. The Chinese gates were closed, and she did not receive not one person seeking asylum from the vicious tortures that have gone on to this day. Thousands are still missing, and many tens of thousands were killed with the aid of the U.S. Green Beret, CIA, and the Chilean military dictatorship under Pinochet. Reports from Peking say that economic cooperation is to be the basic issue discussed between Pinochet and the Chinese leaders. China currently supplies weapons and industrial equipment to Chile, and it has provided millions in trade over the past 2 years, evidently since the installation of the vicious fascist dictatorship of Pinochet, the so-called dictator of Chile. The organization's committee of the 1980 Olympics game to be held in Moscow, as we say Moscow, has given travel agencies in 15 countries special passes to the games. 15 countries were selected by the Moscow committee. Some 300,000 foreign tourists will be coming to Moscow to see the games. New hotels are being constructed for their accommodation. There had been much effort on the part of the USA and her Western imperialist allies to stop the 1980 Olympic Games from being held in Moscow, but until now it has had no success. Rhodesian troops, funded by USA, mercenaries trained, were actually U.S. military soldiers who had been trained in New Mexico, crossed into the territory of neighboring Botswana late yesterday. The intrusion took place in the regional border area between Zambia, Rhodesia, and Botswana. Salisbury, the capital of Rhodesia, as the white man calls it, or as we would call it Zimbabwe, which should be under the leadership of the Patriotic Front, led by Robert Mugabe, Marxist-Leninists, and Joshua N. Nkoma, nationalists. Anyway, these Salisbury white authorities, who have refused to let black people have any place in government, again tried to justify the fascist aggression by saying that their troops were pursuing guerrillas. This is not the first time they are using this excuse. The Rhodesian troops repeatedly violated the borders of Mozambique, Botswana, and Zambia in the last few months. Pope John Paul II has outlined the direction of his ministry. In his first message to the church and to the world, the new pontiff, vicar of Christ, seer of St. Peter, who is a direct descendant, supposedly, of Jesus Christ, pledged to continue in the path of the form laid down by the Ecumenical Council. It's the first pope in 400 years who has not been Italian. Pope John Paul II is from Poland, communist Poland. He said he would oppose both excessive reforms and conservative demands for a return to the past. The new pope from Poland said he would take a stand in political controversies only for religious or moral purposes. He cited the need to fight social, economic, and political injustice. He issued a special message to his native country of communist Poland, where he had both opposed the communist regime and worked for better church-state relations. He was not what you would consider a true patriot of the Marxist-Leninist. Poland Communist Party has joined the rejoicing Catholics in hailing their choice of the Polish cardinal as pope, in spite of his not too apparent sympathies for Marxist-Leninism. A telegram sent to the Vatican from the Communist Party leader stated Poland's great satisfaction with the appointment of the new pope. There are some say that he is a sleeper, but down basically at heart, he has socialist principles in his inner being. If the Communist Party in Poland was so allegedly against the Catholic Church, then why would they send a telegram stating great satisfaction with the appointment of the Polish pope? More U.S. propaganda trying to aggravate Americans against atheistic communists. Obviously, any pope believes in deity, and supposedly, unless he's like Pope John, the great beloved pope that everyone loved in the world, we'll look forward to see what changes John Paul II will mean. He is the third pope in less than a few weeks to take the seat of St. Peter. Further anti-Soviet provocations. The USSR, permanent mission, Soviet Russia's permanent mission at the United Nations, has again protested to the U.S. mission about the continued hostile actions that interfere with the normal functioning of the Soviet mission. The note says that provocative gatherings of thugs took place outside the mission's building this week. The thugs shouted threats against Soviet diplomats and members of their families, and called for the destruction of Soviet people. Policemen watched who did nothing to prevent their provocations, their attacks. In other words, were in practice conniving with them. The policemen actually helped the thugs and gangsters attacking the USSR's permanent mission. Pointing out that hostile actions of this nature are punishable under the existing federal law on the protection of foreign officials and official guests of the United States, the United Soviet Socialist Republic mission expressed its surprise at the efforts of the U.S. authorities to avoid responsibility for the continued violation of the law and of the international communist they have assumed, international commitments rather, that they have assumed. The character of these actions, the note says, is evidence of the mounting campaign aimed at stirring up hostility towards the Soviet Union and the Soviet people among U.S. citizens. The Soviet Union, USSR, mission at the United Nations regards these provocations or these acts of hostility as a new stage in the stepping up or escalation of anti-Soviet actions organized by certain circles in the United States of America. In imperialist center of the world. The Soviet Union, USSR, mission lodges a strong protest in connection with these hostile actions against the Soviet Union and demands again that the United States authorities take all necessary and effective measures to prevent such actions in the future. It is abominable that the USA would not do anything to protect the Soviet Union's foreign missions. I am sure we would hear the hue and cry of Carter if someone was bombarding the U.S. Embassy in Moscow. The U.S. is filled with violence. Over the weekend past, some 80 different cities had breakouts of race riots. Blacks were not the instigators. Whites entered black neighborhoods in Memphis, Chicago, leading cities such as Pittsburgh, Buffalo, New York, and I could go on, but there were 80-some racial harassments. We should be grateful and kiss the dirt of the ground that we are on free land and with other doors open to us, like in Africa, which I will not state now because someone might slip, and in the great Soviet Union, the avant-garde of liberation for all the world. Vietnamese message. Vietnamese-Soviet friendship, which is being tirelessly strengthened by the Communist Party of Vietnam and the Communist Party of this USSR, Soviet Union, is constantly yielding splendid fruit, says a message from Lê Duẩn, General Secretary of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of Vietnam, on the occasion of the 20th anniversary of the founding of the Soviet-Vietnamese Friendship Society. In spite of Vietnam being a border on the border of China and far removed from the Soviet Union, Vietnam has clearly seen that the Soviet Union is the only nation in socialism and the Warsaw Treaty alliance that carries on Marxist-Leninist traditions. The message states that in their economic struggle for the noble ideals of socialism and communism, the people of Vietnam and the Soviet Union have always stood shoulder to shoulder, have shared their joys and sorrows, and have constantly supported and inspired each other. The Vietnamese Communist Party sent a thank you, a gratitude to the Soviet Union for making it possible for them to defeat the imperialist led by the USA and her Western lackeys, thus winning the war. The first time, really, that the United States of America ever lost a war, a major war, to any other nation. It stresses that the Vietnamese people will always be grateful for the enormous, all-around, and effective assistance and support which was given to them by the Communist Party of the Soviet Union, Soviet government, and the fraternal Soviet people, and her allies, such as Poland, Czechoslovakia, Hungary, Romania, Bulgaria, and a host of other nations, have given enormous, all-around, and effective assistance and support which was given to them by the Communist Party, Soviet Union, and her allies, the Soviet government, and the fraternal Soviet people during the two wars of resistance, which is now being given to them, is in the cause of building socialism. They have stood steadfast behind the Vietnamese in their struggle. Always one thing clear, that you see the Soviet Union always on the front lines of liberation, consistently so. United States double standard on hijacking exposed. United States Department spokesman told a press conference this week that the United States of America, imperialist America as we know it, racist and fascist America, who's planning concentration camps for its citizenry under Senate Bill 1437, and the other six countries of her token imperialist allies involved were taking steps to secure support for the resolution adopted in Bonn at the beginning of August on sanctions in the case of the hijacking of aircraft, the TASS Washington correspondent said. TASS news agency is one of the largest in the world. It's in the Soviet Union. The spokesman was asked how this resolution could be reconciled with the policy and practice of the United States of America's imperialism, which has refused to meet the Soviet Union's demand for the extradition of the father and son, Brazinskas, B-R-A-Z-I-N-S-K-S, who
who seized a Soviet airliner and forced it to land in Turkey way back in October 1970, in the course of which they killed a stewardess and wounded several others and seriously and permanently crippled the navigator and pilot. Both criminals are hiding in the USA, and bills to grant them permanent asylum were submitted recently in Congress. I guess that's the reason the Soviet Union said that anyone that immigrated to their land would not have to deal with any U.S. consul, because this is a crime against humanity. And so the Soviets are very quick to protect any people who immigrate or go to their nation to make it their home. The spokesman gave a strange reply, that this act of international air piracy was not covered by the Bonn Resolution, which is an outright and flagrant lie. He also evaded giving a direct answer when asked whether this meant that the United States of America's imperialism flatly refused to extradite these two criminal murderers. He said that this question did not arise in the context of the Bonn Resolution. Bonn, West Germany, of course, prides itself being the inheritor of Hitler's Third Reich, so you know what their sentiments are. These cynical replies, the TASS correspondent says, show once more the double standard adopted by Washington, D.C., the pulse, heartbeat of the Trilateral Commission that rules 66% of the world and maintains a stranglehold over the populations, causing two-thirds of the people to go to bed hungry. But fastly, we're seeing Washington and its imperialism backing off because of the immense courage of the Soviet Union.